Welcome back, everybody, to Easy Squared. Currently, we're recording both video and audio. Not sure exactly when we'll post. Oh my God, he just held up the peace sign, as you can see. Not sure. We'll probably do the audio out first, and then the video comes out after that, maybe like a day or two, just because that's going to be more editing for me. But it's been a long time since we did really one of these, Sacco. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it hasn't been a long time since we've done one. It's been a while since we put one out.
Yes, we did. To be fair, it was like, I don't even know how long ago. Maybe like...
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago we recorded. And I was going to edit it and everything. But I just got super like busy with everything, with work. My new apartment, as you can see now. And just like getting stuff for it and with the girlfriend, and it's been a lot. I'm feeling the adult life now.
I don't know why I think this. I think this is true, but I feel like we did one like last summer, but we just never put it out, and we only did like one episode, and I think it like kind of sucked.
I think we did too.
I think we did one on video too, and I don't think it was good, and so I think we just didn't put it out.
Yeah, no, I think, I don't know, but welcome back. So, I mean, it's going to kind of feel repetitive for us somewhat, but Sacco,
yeah, true.
Catch everybody up on what's going on with you. You got fucking square glasses and a fucking earring now, and you're wearing rings, dude. I don't know what the hell is going on with you.
They're circle glasses.
I don't know what the hell's going on with you right now. You got a ring on. And
got circle glasses. I am wearing a ring. I've got a necklace on. I wear wristbands. I mean... I got two ears pierced, too. It's not just one. It's two. And you know what? I think I'm getting kind of judged harshly for it from you.
What? No.
I think it's a good look for me. I think I'm kind of rocking with it, you know? You know, just college changed me like every white boy, you know?
College definitely didn't change me.
Well, you were already crazy before college. I was very normal, and now I'm still pretty normal. I just look a little different.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I remember my mom, I don't know if she saw you were just out with your mom at lunch, but like one day she texted me. She said, Sacco has his ears pierced now.
She hasn't seen me. So my mom must have told her.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Or like showed pictures or something. And I was like, yeah, I knew that. I was like, I was tempted to have a stern talking to, but I was like, I feel like I was the wrong person to be the wrong person to give that.
If you had stern talking to with me, I would listen to none of it. No offense. Actually, I feel like that was kind of offensive, but...
No, I mean...
Well, I think at the stage of your life at this point, I think I would listen to your advice. If it was like 2 years ago, I would definitely be like, you should not be talking to me right now.
And I was going to say, I've changed a lot since the last time we posted a video, honestly. I mean, thinking about it.
I mean, you're living a very healthy lifestyle, and I honestly respect it for you. I like it for you. You've got a good girlfriend. You got a nice little job here. You're not working crazy hours or crazy, you know, times during the day. You've got a 9 to 5, which is super respectable.
8 to 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I
mean, it's working 5 hours a week.
Well, no. Well, it's like I go in at 8 and then I get 2 15-minute paid breaks. And then I get an hour unpaid lunch. So it still comes out to basically a 9 to 5, but I just go in at 8.
Okay.
And so that's kind of like how it is. So it's still 40 hours, but I mean, it's a consistent 40 hours, no longer in the restaurant industry, which that was like the big, like thing I really wanted to get out of. I mean, even before like the girlfriend came along, I was kind of like looking at trying to get out of there and everything. But I mean, getting a girlfriend and being in an actual relationship and being an adult with it has helped out with me moving on from that.
Well, and that job was all, or those jobs where it was kind of stopping us from doing stuff like this too. Cause you worked most nights, and then I also have stuff going on at night a lot of time. Cause I do play a collegiate sport. So, you know, it's our schedules never really collided in a workable way.
I love how Zach just goes collegiate sport. All right,
Berkeley did athletes too, so
I don't know.
We've played the same. Well, actually, I actually played. You were redshirt.
Yeah.
But we've played the same amount of years of a collegiate sport, so we're at the same level.
Yeah. I mean, mine's maybe a little bit harder, but...
You were D2.
Yeah, but my sport was probably just a little bit harder.
You played volleyball.
We're not going to get into it, all right? We're not.
No, I respect it. I'm terrible at volleyball.
Yeah,
but you're terrible at basketball, so... Oh, I knew that was going to get him. I knew it. He's mad now. He's mad.
I mean, I'm not terrible.
You're not terrible. You're pretty good. For a guy who only played 1 year of high school basketball, you're pretty good. You definitely could have played varsity. You could have played varsity basketball.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know if you would have ever played like at a... You were athletic, though, so I feel like you could have been a pretty solid guy.
Yeah.
If you really like committed to it the way you committed to volleyball.
Yeah, but there was no shot of that happening. But I mean, it was either volleyball or tennis, if I'm being honest.
Did you play tennis?
So yeah, I mean, like I didn't like play like competitive, but like I'd always do like the summer camps, and I'd always be up against the like the high school summer camp, and I'd always be up against like the high schooler team, like the people who were in the high school team. Like,
okay,
The one thing I never were able to was never able to do was serve with power. Like serve fast. Like I could always place it, but I was never able to do a tennis serve with power. Like, and so that was the one part that I was like, dude, if I go and play this, I'm gonna get just absolutely destroyed because I'm gonna be serving like half as fast, like half the speed as what everybody else. And with this, I'm gonna just be just running around out this out. But yeah, I mean it's
just happen.
Wimbledon did it just happen.
I actually watched a lot of Wimbledon, more Wimbledon than I probably ever have before. I don't know if you'd say it was a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I watched almost...
You watched almost all of it.
Yeah.
Were you watching it at work secretly? I shouldn't have said that.
I mean, I don't care. I mean, my work, like, they knew. I mean, I had my AirPod in and, like, just, like, listening mostly, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I watched majority of it... obviously, Rafael Nadal pulling out with a abdominal tear. Absolutely.
It's unfortunate.
Was dreadful. But I love Nick Kyrgios. I wanted Kyrgios to win, but I mean Novak is just Novak. But
yeah.
I mean, it was still good. Yeah, I mean Rafa cost me $5. I put $5 on Rafa.
Was winning.
I put $5 on Rafa to win it all before it happened. So $5 would have won me. It was like 45. Plus the five, so 50. But then since he withdrew, they actually gave me the money back. So like, since it was
really?
Like, yeah, FanDuel gave me the money back. So I ended up just pulling that because I was like, this, you know what? No. And so I haven't even, since I placed that bet and I pulled that money out, I haven't touched FanDuel, surprisingly. But
oh my God, I didn't even see this. I'm just catching up. I'm looking at another monitor right now. I'm just scrolling through Twitter. I didn't even know EJ Liddell tore his ACL.
Oh yeah,
that sucks. You been watching any summer league?
No, but I know Keegan Murray is a Keegan Murray.
Keegan Murray's been looking good.
Keegan Murray's
a hater, but I like Keegan Murray.
Keegan Murray's a dog. I love him.
He's a bucket for sure. I mean that game winner or the OT pusher
to game the tie. Keegan is just
tough.
Keegan Murray is just so good. I mean, it's outstanding. Like how amazing he is. He's just so damn good.
Yeah, yeah. He's been a standout for sure. I haven't really watched any games, but I've been just kind of following. What else do we have to talk about? I guess should I talk about the stuff we talked about with me last time?
So catch everybody up on.
So I'm in college.
The life
now.
Of dude, that's so it's just. So weird that you are
that
in
I'm
college.
Like oldish, not old, but oldish.
Yeah,
I'm an adult technically.
It's weird.
How does that make you feel?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
Why? What about it? Do you not like?
It just makes me even older. Like,
I mean, you are like a 45-year-old, 23-year-old.
I am.
I always think that you're like 25, 26 in my head just because it just feels like it. But you're only 23.
Yeah, I know. I just turned 23 too.
Yeah, you're barely 23. Okay, well, I guess I'll get into it a little bit. So, I just finished my freshman year of college. My experience was not exactly the best. It kind of sucked. Kind of in the same way that your freshman year sucked. And so, without getting too much into it and saying some things that I probably shouldn't say, I'm transferring schools. I will be attending Illinois Tech this fall. I will still be playing basketball as well, so I'm not retiring. But yeah, so I'm going to a better situation. Actually, a team that beat us last year. So I'm pulling a little bit of a Kevin Durant, I'm not going to lie. Because they beat us like twice. Beat us in the playoffs too.
All I'm saying is
Kevin Durant won two chips.
No, well, growing up, you stole my haircut.
I did.
You stole my name.
Well, okay, I just want to say that my parents, I've said that to my parents, and they say that your mom stole the name that they had planned for a boy.
Oh, well, I came out first, all right? I was born first.
So, yeah, so I'll give you credit. You did come out first.
You stole my hair color.
Okay. We were born with the same hair color.
And now you're stealing my story of college where literally freshman year was terrible, and then I moved to a better situation when I left and moved to Arizona. I mean,
yeah, except I'm not retiring, which is,
yeah, know. I but still I mean, play.
It is. You do you? Do you still like, do you play now?
I mean, here and there I'll play beach, well, like sand. It's not really beach. It's just sand
for your knees. Sand.
Yeah. Plus it's Arizona. So it's
true.
125,000 degrees a day. And
so you want to play in that? I feel like that would be terrible. I'm trying to get indoors.
No, it's actually not bad.
It's pretty dry, right? So it's not like too, it probably feels like if it was like 105 here or something like that.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm obviously used to Arizona now. Where like,
yeah.
When I come home, I'm freezing. I'm coming home in August for Steven's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm gonna be cold. I probably won't be cold, but
it's still gonna be like 85 at that point of the year.
Yeah, I know. I still maybe remember.
Even 90. It's gonna be perfect. It's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah, we'll see. I may be in a long sleeve shirt. I still remember it was one winter. I can't remember exactly when, but it was a later flight and. It was when I was still living in Tucson, so it wasn't last winter's. And I wore short shorts and a tank top to the airport because I spent most of the day in Tucson. And then I came, like, went up, and I flew back home. And I didn't realize what I did, right? So I get off the plane. We land, and I just get off the plane. I'm in, like, the tarmac or whatever it's called. And I'm like, holy, I am freezing.
This like, was like December, probably around like Christmas time.
Yeah, this was like a couple days, like maybe like a week before Christmas. I was like, I am freezing. So I'm like, all right, what can I do? So I literally, I'm like trying to find my hoodie because you know me, I never owned a winter coat.
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't wear one until like this past year. I started being a coat wearer because it's honestly great. It's so nice.
And so, like, I'm over here, like, trying to find my hoodie, and I find it, and I tell my mom, like, I'm, like, I step outside then, and she's, like, trying to, like, find, this, like, the parking or wherever, like, the, and I literally, I just call, like, or I'm like this, I am waiting inside the airport until you are right here. I was, like, I am not leaving until I know you are right by there so I could just walk in there.
Cause yeah.
I was freezing. And I know that next time I come home for Christmas, it's going to be just like that, where I'm going to be freezing.
Yeah.
I'm here, and it's 100 degrees right now at 8 o'clock at night. It's 100 degrees.
That's wild. It's 75 right now.
Here. It's got up to like 115, and I biked to work, biked back. And
do you just like sweat at work all the time because you bike there and back?
No, I mean, I only live, it literally takes me 3 minutes Like, I'm not in the commute. Oh, okay. It is a 3-minute bike ride to and from work.
That's not bad.
No.
That's pretty good, actually. That's really good.
And so, like, it's fine. And then, like, last week I biked to I biked to Walmart, and it was like 112, and it wasn't bad. I mean, like, yeah, it's 112. It's going to be terrible, but it wasn't as bad as what you would think. It was kind of like all right. Like, it wasn't like pure, I'm drenched in sweat. And it was what I like this.
When it gets hot here in Illinois, it's also humid at the same time because it rains so much. So then when it's like 100 degrees here, it really feels like it's about 115 because it's so humid. But there it's probably about like, if it's 100, it feels like 100 because it's dry.
Well, but right now it's monsoon season.
Oh, so it's probably pretty humid.
So yeah, and like a lot of nights, like I think it's because it rained last night as well. I think it's been like the last like 4 nights it's rained here. Like, it's been raining a lot, but which actually ruined my 4th of July plans. And so, speaking of 4th of July, what did you and the Davis household do for 4th of July in Illinois?
So I had practice with the Sky that morning. So I'm a practice player with the Chicago Sky. So like even tomorrow I have, I'm driving up to their practice facility to do individual workouts with them. Cause they just played tonight. They won. Hell yeah. So I practiced with them that morning. And then I got home probably around 2-ish. And also it was kind of scary because, I won't say where their practice facility is, but it's only about 15 minutes away from where the Highland Park shooting was. And so our practice was cut early. And they were just like, get the fuck out of here. Just leave, get out of here fast. And I got home probably around like 1 or 2. And me and my family, we just grilled at home. We had my grandparents over, on my dad's side. My grandma was still in Michigan, or she might've been in Indiana with my aunt. But yeah, we just grilled. There were some fireworks going on around us, but I don't think we didn't really watch any fireworks or anything like that. Cause I think it did rain a little bit here as well. So it wasn't even super nice out. We just kind of hung out, just watched TV. We had some sausages and stuff like that on the grill.
All right. I mean, better than, I mean, no. Yeah. I mean,
literally it was a good 4th of July. It was not anything special, but it was good. It was fun.
No, I was going to say, I mean, 4th of July here, it stormed all morning and then fireworks were already like, I think out of like Phoenix, Tempe, Chandler, Mesa, Santan, basically almost all the cities around me, they all canceled their like the city fireworks.
Like, oh, really?
It's just, and it was even because of the rain. It's just like they canceled like 3 days before. And I was like, all right, well, so there's like no fireworks really at all. So we went over to girlfriend's best friend's apartment and I grilled for everybody because nobody else knew how to grill. So I got stuck.
You're the master chef.
I got stuck on grill duty. And then it turned out to be, cause we were just by the pool at, her friend's apartment and there's like another group of people and there's like 3 or 4 grills and like I'm on it and I'm grilling hot dogs and hamburgers and like I'm going a bunch and like there's a group of people. They come up and they're like, oh, like you still with the grill? Like I literally just started. I was like, ah, no, be honest. Like I just started. Like, I'm sorry. And he said this. No, he said this. Do you want to grill for us? We'll pay you. And I was like, what? He's like this. Yeah, well, he's like, yes, it says, I don't want to grill. I was going to grill. I got told to grill. He said this. But clearly you know how to grill if you're in charge of all the grill info. And he said this. He's like, I'll give you $30 right now to grill. So I was like,
it's not bad.
No, to grill. And it was like 5 people. And that.
Oh, so it wasn't even like a big party.
No, it wasn't like a big party. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'll give you $30 cash right now if you grill for us. And I was like, all right. So I ended up making $30 on 4th of July grilling for some random like college guys and college friend group and stuff. because they didn't want it grilled. And so I was like, yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, it was a nice little 4th of July. I mean, I made money somehow on 4th of July, but
yeah.
And it also was nice having a holiday where I didn't have to call off or work, because my work, we were closed on 4th of July.
Yeah. It was actually, now that I think about it, we spent, we did like some stuff that weekend. We didn't really do anything 4th of July, but that weekend, we actually went to a Sky game, which I worked at. I sent you some pictures of me being like right on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to rebound for the Phoenix Mercury, who were coming into town to play us before game. And then I worked the mop under the basket, like sweeping up like sweat and shit.
Yeah.
And I was actually on ESPN for a little bit because the game was nationally televised.
Hey, cool.
So I did get some airtime. And like I met Diana Taurasi and all these like great players and shit.
So what I'm hearing is next time we just need to come out with merch where it's Easy Podcast, and then you wear that underneath the shirt, and then as you're on TV, you just kind of flash the podcast to get exposure. It be kind of like the like the person who tried to like tether themselves to the pole during a Clippers and Timberwolves game. Just kind of it's kind of just like lift the shirt up really quick and then go up there, just get her like 5 seconds of fame.
As much as I would like to do that, I think I would probably lose my position. Because also there's some very strict rules about working that job. Like one thing that they told me is that like you can't react to anything. Like if anything crazy happens, you have to be very like calm and you can't react, because the team gets fined. They get fined like a bunch of money if you react and shit like that. So like even if one of our players hit like a game winner, I have to just stand there. I can't do anything.
I was going to say, what crazy thing is going to happen in a WNBA game? And then you went and said game winner. I was like, that's like the only thing.
Don't be making fun of them, bro.
What? I'm just...
No, I mean, they're great.
They're talented players.
Crazy dunks, but like it's...
That's what I'm saying. Like the thing that like kind of like when people hear you can't react to something crazy or something like that, the first thing that comes to your mind is like LeBron dunking from the free throw line mid-game. Or Zion doing like a three. That's kind of what like I was like insinuating. You're not going to have somebody go out and dunk from the free throw line or anything like that, or do something where it's like a holy shit, like jumping up in the air and stuff. So
no, but it's interesting. Insinuating. It's interesting because like I obviously play basketball. I live and breathe basketball. Basketball is my shit. It's very interesting watching women's games because, yeah, you're right. There's nothing like absurd going on. Nobody's dunking from the free throw line. Nobody's doing any dunks unless you're super wide open and you're tall. And even then, sometimes it's just a layup. But like the way, like there are some things that they still do that are pretty crazy. Like they're so, I mean, they're still professionals. And like the way that they hit jump shots at such a high rate. And like even I was at the game. It was right at the beginning, and this was the first time I've ever worked this kind of position where I was doing the sweeping. So I was also, I'd never done it. I was inexperienced. But Skylar Diggins-Smith, she drives and she does like this crazy reverse layup where she got like some hang time. Like she, boom, boom, reversed it. She falls. I think it was an and one. And I just like forgot what I was doing because I was just like enamored. I was like, holy shit, that was fucking crazy. Because also I'm right there. I'm right under the basket. So I like see the perfect view of this layup, like better than any ESPN camera could catch.
Yeah.
And I like forgot what I was supposed to do. I was like, oh shit, I got to fucking go do this. But yeah, it's definitely different. But like for people who love basketball, the WNBA is still great because it's just it's like just pure. It's so kind of pure in a sense where they don't have as much like isolation or as crazy athleticism, but like the way that they play team wise with the cutting and the passing and the shooting is pretty insane.
Yeah. I mean,
they're pros. They fuck stuff in practice. It's not even close. Like we have a bunch of dudes who are college level. We had XD1, X pros, and they still fuck us up, bro. Like fuck us up.
Yeah. And I mean, It's something interesting. I mean,
so it's something to talk about. I mean, it's it's kind of fun because I have a lot of fun stories.
Oh, I bet. I mean, it kind of just came into my mind, but I have connections with somebody, and obviously, if you guys are listening, let us know if you want merch. Even if it is just like a hat. I have a buddy who runs a clothing line that Buck and I are actually going through for his merchandise now.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to get merchandise, even if it's, like I said, just like a regular baseball hat, I mean.
Yeah. Are you still helping out a lot with his channel stuff?
Yeah, I edit all
management type shit.
Yeah, I edit all Facebook videos because he has to post certain videos on Facebook, so I edit all those. And then him and I are hopefully going to start up a group IRL YouTube channel. We're going to transition like all his FIFA stuff onto a second channel that we've already been doing. And then we he's like said he wants to do like IRL like kind of like groups, kind of like the Sidemen. Or I don't know if you've heard of them, Good Golf.
I don't know. I don't know much about that.
Good Golf.
If
anybody's a golf person listening to this, you have to watch Good on YouTube. I mean, they truly made, because like, yeah, I golfed here and there and stuff, but like Good Golf made golf fun, and they were in Chicago. They're still in Chicago right now. They're there for like a month and a half. And like they had the first video, they had a bunch of people just show up at the golf course. Mm-hmm. And it literally was like the Masters, like hole 18. When like Tiger is going up to possibly win, and you just have the crowd of people following them. That is literally what it was like. Everybody was just following them and like cheering, and it was fucking electric.
I'm not a huge golf guy, but I do get those. I'm sure you maybe get them on your TikTok feed, is the people who like stand behind people while they're golfing and they like talk shit and make fun of them.
Yep. The trippers. That's,
yeah. That shit is so funny, bro. It's like I'd be dying watching that shit. I'm like, wow, this is funny. We're like, they make us some creative shit too.
And yeah, I mean, like Buck, he kind of wants to do kind of similar to Good Golf. I mean, obviously, I mean, but with soccer golf, because there's courses all throughout around here and like all over the U.S. And so we're kind of talking about it, where it's like we go ahead and we set aside one weekend, like a Friday to Sunday, where we fly out somewhere, record like four videos in that state, and then we fly back, and then that's it for four videos, and then the other ones we record in Arizona if we want to, and then like once it starts making money, then that pays for the flights. So yeah, we've talked about that, and that'd be, I mean, literally golf, soccer, and it'd just be us chirping each other throughout the entire time, which would be interesting, especially if the chirps that we have, they get out of hand. I mean, I'm sorry.
You might have to hold back a little bit for cameras.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you saw on Twitter today, maybe Buck and I going back and forth with each other and everything.
I don't know. I haven't been on Twitter much today. Let me see.
But I mean, yeah,
what wild shit y'all were saying.
It's gonna be fun. And I mean, it's something that I can do now with my job. I have that freedom.
Having a set schedule, I feel like, really helps you do what you want, like with this kind of side stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and like side stuff is along with like the podcast. I mean, if like we want to, like I want us to go ahead and get one time, like once a week, obviously post probably, and then set a day aside to record. And I mean, like I said, I mean, obviously we're probably going to be lower numbers to start, but just grow this. And I mean, kind of go back to how we were. I mean,
we were cruising for a little bit there.
We were. And then life hit. I don't even know what happened. But
what did happen?
I feel like
maybe a school started for me.
I think that's what it was.
I think I was going either into my junior or senior year when all that stuff was happening. I think I was going into my junior year, and then school happened. And then it was just, didn't really make time. I probably could have made it work, but I just didn't really try.
Yeah, but I mean, now, I mean, even though I have a grandpa like schedule with my sleep and my habits now, I mean, I'm going to bed at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
in what world are we fucking realizing that I'm going to bed at like 10 o'clock, and I go to bed at like,
I'm the one who's staying up late now. I'm up to probably, it depends on the night, but at the latest, like 2, but usually probably about 1, midnight or 1.
Yeah, and then I'm over here, I go to bed early. I mean, I wake up at I've been trying to wake up last couple, like last 2 week and a half, 2 weeks. I've been trying to wake up around like 6:30, 6:45 for work.
Yeah, I'm usually up at 9.
So. But I mean, lately, I mean, before that, I'm waking up at like 7:20 and 7:30 and then getting ready to go to work. But yeah, I mean, I now do. I went to Barnes & Noble. I almost bought a book this weekend.
What? Like, that's probably the first time you've been in a Barnes & Noble, like, ever.
No, I've been, last, like, 2 months, I've been in a Barnes & Noble, I think, like, five times.
Last 2 months? It's pretty good.
Not because of me or my choice.
Because of your girl?
Yep. She goes to,
She's a teacher, right?
Exactly, so. Yeah. So she goes for, like, her, like, kid books, and then, like, when we go to, like, the mall for, like, the movie theater, because we're AMC... A-listers now.
Oh, wow. Are there that many good movies that you really need that?
Dude, I mean, it pays for itself.
I mean, how much is like 10 or 12 bucks a month or something?
I think it's like $13.95 a month.
And yeah, I mean, if you go to a couple, yeah, that's actually pretty good. If you
last weekend, we went to two movies. We went to a movie on Saturday. We went to a movie on Sunday. We saw The Minions. And then
then you each have one, so it's like 26 a month.
Combined. So it's but we pay for our own.
I mean, that's the price of like a little bit over like a normal movie ticket. So you can see like a bunch of movies for like the price
in one month. Exactly.
That is actually a really interesting idea. I should maybe look into that.
And you get free upgrades from mediums to larges on drinks and
popcorn. That's key right there.
So like,
that's key. Holy shit.
We went to see The Minions on Saturday, and then we went and saw Thor on Sunday.
How was Thor? I haven't seen it yet. Not good.
Be honest.
I had a feeling because
I almost fell asleep.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Thor Ragnarok guy. I love Thor Ragnarok so much. It's one of my favorite Marvel movies. And I was like, they're just going to try too hard to recreate it, that it's going to shoot themselves in the foot.
It followed the comics, and that was the best part. It truly followed the comics to a T. But there was funny parts, and then they were like pushing the funny parts. I liked the fact that they introduced the God Butcher.
Yeah.
I liked the fact that they're introducing like the darker heroes or darker villains. But
also like villains that nobody really knows about too. Like kind of more obscure.
But I'm going to be honest, it wasn't that good. I wasn't blown away by it. Like,
well, I'd heard some sketchy things about it too, where like they were just basically improv-ing most of the movie, which I like a good amount of improv in a movie. I think it makes it funnier, especially for comedies. But I think having, like, they said like most of the movie was like somewhat improvised, and I think that's where you can go a little wrong.
Yeah, it was good, but yeah, I mean, the Minions movie also was
bad. I'm surprised they made a second one because the first Minion movie sucked.
Yeah, well, this Minion movie fucking blew out broke records for revenue.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like the biggest meme of this year, basically. That and Morbius were like the two biggest memes of this year.
And it got to the point. I kid you not. There are literally movie theaters that had specific, they called it gentle minions showings where you had to wear a suit.
Yeah, I saw TikToks about that shit.
No. Not just like TikToks of random people. Like full-blown movie theaters organized it.
Really?
Like, actual movie theaters organized it where they had a certain theater where you had to wear a suit. And they had a full blown like cocktail bar in the back and everything and whatnot. Like it was
actually
like
sounds kind of cool to be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
That sounds kind of cool.
And you had to be in like a suit. Like they took that to like the degree the movie theater actually did it, not just like random people. And so I was like, "This, all right, that's actually kind of cool." But I mean, it was like it had its moments of funniness in the Minions.
I love the first. I think the first two. I don't remember much about the third one, but the first two Despicable Me movies are so good. Once they got too much into the Minion stuff, it really gets corny.
Well, so I don't think this was more like of the Minions. It was more Gru.
Was it actually a pretty good amount about Gru?
It's basically the entire movie was about Gru.
Yeah, it's like a Gru origin story, right?
Yeah, he plays I think he was like 12 or something. I saw Steve Carell talking about it. He's like 12. But yeah, I mean, it was like I said, it had its moments.
Let's forget that Steve Carell is Gru. That's funny.
I know. Like I said, it had its moments. Would I go and see it a second time? No. But I mean, yeah, I mean, the A-list, it's, I'm telling you, it's like,
that sounds worth, I mean, it, not when I'm at school, but maybe when I'm at home, that does sound kind of worth it. You know,
especially
me paying like $35 for a summer and I can see unlimited movies.
And yeah, it's like, it's three a week.
Yeah. I was about to say it's not unlimited, but it's like five or something like that.
Yeah. It's three or four a week, but I mean, that's a lot. Like you said, her and I, we're not going to really see them during the week, just because of work. So it works out well where, I think Saturday, her, me, and all her friends are going to a movie, and I'm not going to have to pay for tickets.
Yeah. She has one more year of school, right?
No, she's graduated.
Oh, she just graduated? So does she have a job yet?
So, yeah. So she's currently at a daycare, like a preschool daycare that's open year round, except for like the major holidays.
Is she going to be an elementary school teacher?
Preschool.
Preschool? Oh, okay.
Or kinder. I don't know.
Kinder care?
It's either kindergarten or preschool. I don't know.
Okay.
But next Thursday, the 21st, is her last day at that daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a job I don't get how or why my mom even questioned it. She has to do she's doing student teaching for like the first semester or so, I think it is. And then she is her full blown, like she already got a job offer and accepted it and everything. Like,
why does she have to do has she done her like certification test?
I have no idea. I have no. So my mom.
This because both my sisters are teachers. My mom's a teacher, so like
My mom was a teacher too. Like she has like this. Oh, why is she doing like her student teaching now with this?
That's weird.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know, but that's super I know. Weird. Well, because I know, because she went to a different college than her friends, and I don't know if they did student teaching while she was in college because like it was mostly like at home and everything. I don't know, but So, yeah, she's going to be student teaching, and then she already has a job lined up and everything. So,
okay. Zoe's doing a whole bunch of interviewing right now for jobs and shit like that as an elementary teacher.
It's a hot commodity in Arizona, I'll tell you that right now. It is.
Yeah, Zoe might have to move out there because there's some jobs out here, but it's definitely harder to get jobs probably.
I think, my girlfriend was looking, and today when I was on the phone with her, she's like, because her friend was looking at different places as well, and she said that out of like the six or seven elementary schools kind of around me, and then her as well, all six of them were hiring. Every single one of them was hiring for like second, third, and like fifth grade or something like that.
But yeah, around here, it's like, it's surprising if sometimes districts don't even have job openings. So like three or four schools don't even have any jobs.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I heard. I mean, it's wild. I mean, it's how a lot of industries are. There's going to be a lot of industries where everybody's hiring for everything. I mean, I know me and my job, it's a sales job. I mean, we're bringing in new people every week. I think since I started there, about almost 2.5 months ago, I think maybe a total of three or four people that have like joined, like tried it out after me, have been there longer than 2.5-3 weeks. That's it. I mean, everybody just kind of like leaves, which I don't get it. It's a fun place to work. It's easy enough. It's sales.
Seems pretty chill too. Like a pretty, you know, you get your work done, but it's also not like too stressful.
Yeah, business casual. I wear every day, so I wear a polo.
Is it like a polo?
I wear a polo or a just a button down like short sleeve shirt and then jeans. Except for Fridays, I can wear whatever I want, and I usually wear
your short shorts.
Yeah, so I wear my 4.5-5-inch shorts.
You gotta show off what you got, you know.
I mean, that's just how I. That's just what I wear now, dude. It's crazy, like how much I've changed,
mm-hmm.
and like it's been good in that sense. So
it's you've had crazy. a lot of character growth.
A lot.
You've had a pretty wild life. You're only 23, and you've had kind of a crazy roller coaster of a life so far.
Yeah. It's now 104 degrees, by the way. I just got a notification on my other monitor that said like it went up from 100 to 104.
Wow. And at night it's going up? What the hell?
I'm telling you.
It is currently 10:37 in Illinois, and it is 73 degrees, so it's gone down 2 degrees since the last time we said that.
Must be nice.
It's beautiful right now. It's good temperature. Good temperature.
Well, all right. I think that is it, unless you got anything else.
No, I think I'm good.
And so,
nice little intro episode.
Yeah, just kind of all over the place. We're going to try and get organized more of like other things to talk about and whatnot. Yeah.
Probably get back into some more sports stuff next time,
yeah, too. And then, like I said, audio is probably going to be out way before video. If video is even coming out, like out, we'll see kind of like how the cameras turned out to be. But like I said, if you guys do want merch, even if it is just like a plain like hat, like a black hat with like with our logo on it or anything like that, just like, I don't know, we'll see. But you guys do want that, let me know, because we could possibly make that work. And until next time, thank you, and hope to see you guys soon.
All right, peace.